Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. This is something that I had happen a lot of times, especially when I started on my journey. It's where you're stuck in a loop, blaming everything except for maybe your tennis shoes for not hitting the gym. You know, sometimes, I guess it's easier to point fingers at everything around us than it is to take a hard look in the mirror and really get radically honest with ourselves. You know, we say it's the weather, it's the busy schedule, it's the long drive, it's I've got these other things to do, or it's the gym hours, or oh, this isn't the right time to go, I'm going to have to compete at the gym. So really lean into this. What if the only thing standing in your way is you? That was the one thing I had a really challenging time wanting to internalize. I mean, it was just easier to point the finger at other things outside. So we're going to get into that today. But if you are ready to switch gears from the blame game to turning it into your fame in your fitness journey, head over to talktoperry.com and discover how to take charge today. Okay, today, I mean, a lot of times we just start procrastinating, right? Do it today. Talktoperry.com. So I'm going to give you just five, I mean, there's probably more, but five game-changing mindsets that I think can really make a difference. Now, when it comes to the mindset stuff, there is some action that needs to happen along with it, so that you can really solidify and changing your perspective on things. And I think many of us just gotten into the habit of being able to blame other things why something didn't work. Or we can either have the pity party or really get down on ourselves, beat ourselves up mentally because we've gotten good at doing that. It seems our knee-jerk reaction. And so what I really attempt to do in this podcast is to make you aware, because this is the stuff that I became aware of. And when you've got big goals and you constantly are starting off at them, you know, going after them, and then you get into this cycle where you kind of get a little bit off track and then you rationalize it or reason it away, or you beat yourself up and ignore it, pretend that, well, those goals weren't important anyway. But, you know, this is your path. External factors, they might be hurdles. They do not have to define you. If you're going down the rapids, you've got to know that there's probably going to be some obstacles in those rapids as you go down. There's going to be some wild river, raging river pockets. There's going to be some rocks. There's going to be some trees, some branches, all that stuff. You aren't going down there and just going, well, I can't do this. It's got, you know, maybe you're not into rapids or whatever, but, you know, you get the illustration here. You know the obstacles are there. It's just, hey, we're going to figure out a way around this because I am still going after my big goal. So I think small steps matter. And when I say small, I don't mean insignificant. You know, celebrating small wins. A 10-minute walk is better than no walk. Now, I had that in my mind. I would hear that before, like, just if you could exercise three times a week, 20 minutes, that's better than nothing. In my mind, I used to say, well, I'm dismissing that idea because that probably will not get me results. I have to hit it hard in the gym. So it was easy for me to reason it away and not take any action. But that was the key. I was in my own way to not take action. Now, here was a big one for me. It was focusing on what you can control. Oh my gosh, my life went out of control for a long time. And I really had to step back and just what can I control when life is so out of control? Now, you know, obviously one of them might be the weather. But for that, you know, I started looking at these things like I was finding out where were all of the escape hatches that I was conveniently using to get myself out of a workout. You know, it's too busy at the gym, or I don't have time for this, all those things I was just talking about. And I started realizing, well, when that happens, here's the plan that you take and do. You know, here's how you're going to show up no matter what anyway. because you can control your actions. You can do it. Okay, gym's closed. Well, I'll go and do a home workout. That's what I started doing. I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm locking into home workouts. Then I found myself trying to use excuses to not show up for that. And I'm like, oh, I got to relax after work. I'm like, is that true? Do I have to relax after work? No. As a matter of fact, right when I get done getting home after an hour commute, let the dogs out, get my workout clothes on, let the dogs in, go and get my workout done. Let's build that as a routine. Boom. Then I was showing up. And if I was unmotivated and had a headache or whatever it was that I didn't feel like it, I made the commitment and the contract with myself that I would show up no matter what for at least 15 minutes. Once again, my little mindset of, oh, that's probably not going to get you results. It's kind of like the walking three times a week isn't going to get you results. I questioned that and I said, you know what? It is making a difference because I'm still showing up. Now, seek solutions, not excuses. Every challenge has a workaround. That's the deal. You know, that's why I started doing the home workouts. If you want to see what my home workouts are and the best thing, drop over into the show notes. I'll drop my favorites there. Okay? So I also look at it. If you haven't achieved your goal today, you know, you haven't achieved it yet, keep pushing. Just keep going. That's what I found to work for me. And if you're feeling the spark to take your fitness into your own hands, and you're like, Perry, I'm going to take responsibility for this, then let's channel your energy. You know, head over to talktoperry.com, book a call. Let's create a plan that lights you up and has you in momentum to get there. You see, playing the victim in your fitness role or a fitness narrative, whatever you want to say, it's like running on a treadmill. Lots of sweat, but you're not moving forward. Although, treadmill, that's pretty cool. I mean, at least you're still getting exercise, right? But it's flipping the script today. Embracing your power. And instead of victim, you're crafting your victor. You know, the victor. Instead of victim, it's victor. And not like the name Victor, but shout out to all you victors out there. But it's being victorious. And remember, every day, every big achievement, it starts with believing that you can. So just know you can choose to use your power and take control, or you can let the external circumstances control you and drain your power and keep you further and further away from your fitness goals. It really starts with deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.